Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 26th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is indeed hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That, ladies and gentlemen, is our guide. As you know, reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. As you also know, we believe the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Hour one, hard-hitting talk. Sam Bushman with a bunch of news the networks refuse to use on the road from Vegas. Hour two, the Brighteon TV show, the Sheriff Mac show, simulcast with Liberty Roundtable Live, the award-winning two-hour-a-day, six-day-a-week, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use talk show. Thanks for being alongside for the ride, and man, have we got a lot for you. So I mentioned that we are at the National Association of Broadcasters convention event, and wow, it is intense. They are forcing either a vaccine, what do you want to say, vaccine card, I guess? They're calling it a card, not a passport. I find that interesting. Passport. The term has been so abused and maligned. Nobody wants to have a passport, right? They just want to have a vaccine card. What it really comes down to, ladies and gentlemen, any way you slice it and dice it, it becomes a vaccination proof. Failure papers is the question that we all got to kind of ask ourselves at this point. First off, you got to have not only your vaccination card, but you got to also have an ID. So when they start to ask you, hey, who are you? You know, where's your ID, where's your driver's license or your, quote, state ID card or whatever, and then they start to say, where are your vaccination papers as well? You kind of look at that and go, wow, what are they going to ask for next? Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. If you don't have a vac card, then you've got to prove or show a negative COVID test. That's right. And so it's very interesting. As you know, I'm not vaccinated, don't intend to get vaccinated. And the only way I'll be vaccinated is if they force me to be. They say, well, Sam, if you'd get sick from the COVID, you'd feel differently. You'd realize how vital and important the vaccines are, Sam. Okay, don't lie to me now. I'm not Judge Judy, ladies and gentlemen. I have had COVID at least two confirmed times, and I believe three times already. I believe the vaccines and the COVID itself, virus, if you can even call it that, it's debatable. It can't even be called that because they can't isolate it. That debate's been raging for the last couple of years. Nevertheless, I digress, except to say this. I'm not taking the vaccines unless they force me to, okay? Now, we also then went to the NAB. We saw people in front of us complaining about having to show their vaccine card or whatever else. We went up to the counter. They said, you have to have a vaccine card. In other words, a vaccine passport. They can call it whatever words they want to use for the same thing, which is, hey, I have the right to be secure in my person, in my effects, in my papers, but yet they violate my privacy. They violate HIPAA, force me to disclose medical testing. Nobody cares. They say the NAB is, what, a private organization? They can do whatever they want. So we get up there, and they say, you got to have a COVID vaccine proof card. Whatever we call all that, or you're going to have a negative test, no ifs, ands, or buts. People complain. They say, we're just following orders, sir. That's right. That's how we lost when it came to World War II. You say, Sam, wait a minute, we won World War II, didn't we? Well, kind of. It all depends on how you define win. We've been talking about the abusive Nazis for literally 60 years plus, acting like it was the worst Holocaust in the world. Don't get me wrong. The Holocaust is real. I'm not a denier. The Holocaust was evil. Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending it in any way. The Holocaust was wrong. A lot of people died. Okay, I get all that. And it was a horrible reality. But so was Holodomor, which we never talk about. So was Pol Pot's Multsetung, or whatever. Okay, look, there's been wicked people. There's been people killed in the name of Christianity in our decade, in our centuries, more so than any other way. More people have died under the name of religion than any other possible death cause. And more people have died via governments than any other way as well. Anyway, all I'm telling you is they wanted us to have a vaccine proof card, passport, whatever, or a negative test. So we literally, because again, we're at the NAB without a vehicle, so we literally had to go track down a, what do they call that? It's not Uber, it's a Lyft. Yeah, we had to go ahead and get a Lyft to the CSV pharmacy. Had to go in there and buy a test for $26, I think it was. $26, including tax and everything else. And that's, let's see, $26. It's $13 a test. Got two tests in the box. We went back to the NAB. There's no good place to take a test. So we're literally sitting on the NAB couches. People are walking by. We're shoving this weird crap up our nose, twisting it around, bloodshot eyes from the awkwardness of shoving this stick up your nose. It's crazy. We go ahead and get the test done. They're both, of course, negative. We don't have the code. So then most people just take a picture of their thing and throw it away. But I didn't do that at all, ladies and gentlemen. I brought them the receipt for my purchase, and I literally gave them the popsicle stick with the COVID test on top of it, okay? And I literally walked up there, and I'm telling you, they freaked. They asked for the test, but they didn't really want the test. They just want supposed proof of the test, right? Well, anyway, I literally walked up there with my popsicle stick, man, and rolled through the line, and I said, here's my test, and I tried to hand it to people, and they just all freaked. They all backed away and stared at me weird, and no, sir, wait, I don't need that. I don't need your popsicle. Go down here. Go over there. And they just tried to get me to go away as fast as they possibly. I'm telling you right now, they cleared us so fast, it wasn't even funny. They literally said, here's your proof cards. Move along. And they let us roll into this venue, and we did so, and that was an epic event. It was crazy. It literally cost me $50+. And so I asked some people next to us who just seemed to be having a good time. I said, hey, you know, did you guys have all this hassle with the testing? Oh, no, sir. We just showed our vax cards. We got vaxxed a long time ago. We're just fine. So my problem with this whole dishonest, satanic lie straight from the pit of hell, ladies and gentlemen, is, look, I'm standing there and so is the guy next to me. I've got to have a negative proof test proving that I don't have COVID. We know the tests are absolutely bogus, and oftentimes they're wrong. We also know that the guy next to me from, or next to me in line, this guy might have a vaccine card, but they don't have to test if they're positive or negative if they have a vaccine card. But we know that the people with vaccinations are spreading the disease. We know they may have COVID because they're getting the disease. So what good does it do to show your vaccine card? But yet I have to prove a negative test. So I'm negative, but yet the guy next to me that doesn't have to prove negative at all, he might be spreading the COVID and he might be giving me COVID while I'm showing my negative proof, right? You say, well, Sam, that's not true. By golly, the vaccine works. Don't lie to me now. It doesn't work. We know that all kinds of people that have been vaccinated, double vaccinated, triple vaccinated, vaccinated and boosted, whatever words you want to use to this. Okay, come on now. And so literally they're letting people into this venue that may be spreading the disease, but yet because they have a, quote, vaccine passport, then they're okay. Whereas I have to literally spend any venue I want to go to, I got to go get another COCO test at the pharmacy if they have one. Then I got to take that test and show proof. Just imagine if millions of people walked in with popsicle sticks with a vaccination, or I'm sorry, with a COVID test card on there. I mean, people just freaked when you did that. But no, everybody's just all cool. So then I get to the I don't know what you call it, the staff there, and I start asking questions as I try to handle my popsicle stick, right? They're all freaking out, not wanting to get near my popsicle stick test there, even though that's what they asked for. But I asked them, I said, you know, hey, are a lot of people complaining about this? Oh, no, everybody's good, Sam. No problem at all. Now, I think that's a lie from their staff. Why do I say that? Because I saw somebody complain in line right before I got there. So I know people are complaining, but they don't want you to believe that. And people are certainly not complaining enough. That's for darn sure. Because there's literally thousands of people in this venue. And most of them just seem to be happy-go-lucky. They're all having a good time running around. And, you know, hey, it's Vegas. Everybody's partying. It's all good, right? But wow. So anyway, long story short, it was a very interesting experience. And I predict it is, sadly, the way of the future. Why is it the way of the future, ladies and gentlemen? Because they're going to insist on it. Who is they, you might ask? I'm not sure. It's governments. It's private corporations. It's organizations. It's business. It's everybody. It's society. We're allowing them to get away with this. Most people don't even care. There's like, you know what? Just go show your vax card. So I said to this lady, I said, well, you know, are people complaining? No, they just show their vax cards. I said, well, my problem is, you know, I don't have a vax card. She said, I know, but all you got to do is get one. I said, no, that's not all you have to do. You have to get a vaccine before you can get the vax card. She goes, oh, yeah, that's right. You got to have a vaccine. Then the vax card comes after you get the vaccine. I don't want the vaccine. Now, I don't want a dishonest fake vax card either. But I find the whole discussion very interesting. And I'm telling you, the National Association of Broadcasters event is a worldwide event, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, people come from all over the country. They also come from all over the world. I'm going to talk about this because I believe this is landmark reality in your face. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman. Who's willing to double down and talk about the topics that I am, huh? Not very many, I'll tell you that right now. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, hard-hitting, globally syndicated talk show.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about the National Association of Broadcasters Convention. I'm talking about vaccinations, ladies and gentlemen. The NAB has a big event going on this week in Las Vegas. It's a global, worldwide event with literally tens of thousands of attendees. And they are going to force you to have a vaccine card or a passport or prove a negative COVID test before you can even enter the venue. I, of course, took the negative test route. But I had to go to CVS Pharmacy, and I had to pay $26 for two tests. And I tested negative, and I brought them my lollipop, and they freaked. Nevertheless, this is a global conference with people around the world. And literally worldwide, it doesn't seem like anybody really cares in this I don't know what you want to call it, petri dish, grand experiment of how much the American people will push back or how much the people of the world will push back on these vaccinations, forced proof. Where are your papers ideas? That's the problem. And I really see, you know what? There's so many people inside there, and I don't think anybody really protested like I did. Now, if you protest too loudly, they just turn you away. Hey, you're not going to get your test, or you're not going to prove vaccination status, you know, vaccination positive status or whatever with a passport. You're gone. You can't enter. It's that simple. They're just following orders, right? So that's where we sit, ladies and gentlemen. I put up my own little protest. I didn't argue. I didn't get all crazy. I didn't get kicked off the plane, if you will. I just made it very awkward for everybody on purpose when I went in there. I went in and just, hey, here's the test. I took a test right in the middle of public. Just imagine if everybody's just shoving this crap up their nose. And just imagine if hundreds of thousands of people were doing that, what it would be like, right? And then I literally brought my popsicle stick to them. And it was my way of kind of saying, look, guys, do you realize how awful, how gross, how violating of privacy, how this really is? Meanwhile, all the people with vaccination cards are running around, no test, no confirmation that they're negative when it comes to health, right, at all. They could be running around getting everybody sick. And so really, ladies and gentlemen, we have documented on a mass scale in a private corporate setting that they are going to force vaccination proof passports or a negative test equivalent. Which, look, if you go to very, very many venues, it will be expensive indeed. And it'll be very uncomfortable. And they're going to force this on us. This is a microcosm of the world. This is a, not only that, microcosm of the world in terms of people from all over the world. But usually, at what, 100,000 people attend? I don't know what the population attendance is this time. But I know it's a huge, huge global venue. Now, let me make this point. Not only is it the world's microcosm, but it's the media microcosm. In other words, all the people here relate to the media in some way. They're radio broadcasters, they're TV personalities or TV production houses or new media taking center stage. So they're internet television people. They're broadcasting, they're narrowcasting, they're everything to do with journalism and news and newspapers and media and television and radio and new social media, et cetera, et cetera. Right? That's who we're talking about. Big, big groups of media, huge radio stations, huge radio networks. All these people that are so willing to comply are in the media. And you know full well after they've complied, they're going to ridicule you for not complying. You also know that if they've already complied with their vaccination, quote, passports, and they're going to venues where they have to show those passports, then they're certainly not going to be pro the other side of the story, are they now? Right? After they've all complied themselves, after they're all going to big venues and they're partying in Vegas and all you got to do to you know, go ahead and pass go and get your $200 or whatever it is just show your vax card. Doesn't matter if you're sick or not or what the truth is on your real COVID infection status. That doesn't matter. As long as you show a positive vaccination status. You've got the vax. You're good. Doesn't matter if you're spreading disease. Doesn't matter if you're sick. See, this is all absolutely political. This has to do with forced compliance via papers idea. It has nothing to do with honesty, with integrity, with health status, with keeping the people safe, with the negative infection rates. It has nothing to do with any of that. And if I don't have a better positive proof than in this case, then I don't know. It's a worldwide gathering, thousands and thousands of people, and not really very many protests. Yes, I saw a few people kind of questioning things, but for the most part, everybody just rolled in, showed their vax card, and they're good. And anybody who wasn't willing to comply was turned away. And if you comply in the test way, here's the next question. Do they then document that Sam and his colleagues are not vaccinated? They showed a test. Yeah, that's all in the records. We showed a negative test to get in. Didn't have a passport to get in. So now they're making lists in these, quote, private organizations. Are they going to keep the data? They promised they'll delete the data. Do you believe them? Do you believe they're looking at the data that Sam was a negative tester, not a positive vacciner? Or will that eventually someday tightened or used against me or changed or who knows what'll happen, right? But anyway, I went into this NAB because I wanted to see what's happened after 2020, what kind of gathering we would have. I also wanted to check out a lot of the radio and the new media stuff. I keep up on what's going on at the NABs as well. But I also wanted to see the people's reactions to these mandates. You could say, well, Sam, it's not a mandate, by golly. It's not a mandate at all. This is the private sector. They can do what they want. You know what? Maybe so, maybe not. We can debate that until the cows come home. Nevertheless, they are insisting on this. And I find the repercussions and the concern very, very great in this case. Because not only are these people that are in the media complying without any real resistance, but they're also going to use their influence everywhere they go now because they've complied. Why don't you? And then the ridicule, the persecution will begin. Those of you who do not have a, quote, vax card or a passport or whatever you want to call it, positive proof of vaccination, you will eventually be marginalized and ridiculed. It already cost me literally $13 more for the test, plus a big hassle to go to the venue of going to get a test, if I can get one, taking the test, right? Showing the positive, or I'm sorry, the negative proof of my test or whatever, negative status. All that's going on just for this venue. Now, just imagine that they start rolling that out to ball games, to getting on planes. Imagine if they require that to go into government buildings to express your views on a given bill or whatever. Imagine if it gets that way to go shopping at your store. Does this biblical reality that you will not be able to buy and sell start to come into focus a little more with this commentary, I might ask? And I look at this and I go, wow, the resistance is minimal. If at all, virtually no resistance is what I'm telling you. There were a few weirdos like me that might have taken them on in my own way. Well, they say, Sam, you still caved, you complied, and you went. Yes, that's true. But I would say that my reporting on this was worth the experiment, number one. Number two, I would submit to you that if we all just don't go, then they've won. If we all stay home, we never assemble, they've won also. I submit to you that if we all go and we protest in our own way, then we might have a greater impact. We're visible. We're noticeable. We're standing up. We're taking the lead. We're providing an example. I could go on and on. And I did that. I brought them my little card, my little popsicle stick, and said, here's my test, showing how absurd and how extreme this really is. But nobody really seemed to care, ladies and gentlemen. And if nobody cares in the media, it really makes me wonder, are people going to care in society? And even if you do care in society, hey, if you've got a big global group of people who aren't going to even push back at all in the media, how likely, even if you do push back, will they cover your story? Will they tell your tale? Will they acknowledge your situation? I don't know the answer, but I'm telling you, I believe the repercussions of this are scary, to say the least. The fact that there's virtual no resistance, the fact that these mandates can come in the private sector, even though, now listen to me carefully, even though Joe Biden has been shot down. Now, don't get me wrong. That's a figurative statement, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get crazy. Figuratively shot down in the courts. When he tried to mandate that for employees, it got shot down. When he tried to mandate this to the private sector, to businesses, it got shot down. Okay? This is good news, but at the same time, these private companies are saying, we don't care, we're doing it anyway. We're mandating it, we're forcing it anyway, right? That is the quintessential problem, ladies and gentlemen. And I submit to you, the repercussions will be felt worldwide. And after they conduct this experiment on these unique set of media personnel globally, how much more bold will they become with their tyrannical agenda? Because they know even the media folks won't fight back. Even the people to tell the story won't fight back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in deep doo-doo. I'm telling you right now.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the White House lectern.
We are continuing to prepare to implement the lifting of Title 42. There are some, you noted, who are very vocal about how they would like to see it extended. There are some who are very vocal about how they would not like to see that happen. So that's an important discussion that will be happening over the coming days and weeks.
A temporary restraining order Monday is preventing the Biden administration from lifting pandemic restrictions at the southern border. The Center for Disease Control is in court to maintain COVID-19 power to put every American in a mask if they so choose. They're also saying COVID-19 is not a problem at the border and Title 42 should be removed. The temporary restraining order prevents any action before a May 13th hearing. Elon Musk will take control of Twitter after offering $44 billion in cash to take control of the 16-year-old company. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
As the U.S.-Mexico border has been in crisis mode since President Biden took office, roughly 2.5 million illegal immigrants are now in country, with more on the way. Some efforts by the White House to curb illegal immigration have failed. Vice President Kamala Harris's leadership has resulted in very little to curb the rush for the border. Ultimate responsibility for the border falls on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, where Republican leaders are now talking about impeachment proceedings. An execution in Texas has been put on hold. Kenneth Burns reports.
The Criminal Appeals Court in Texas has stayed the execution of Melissa Lucio. The decision comes amid growing doubts over whether she fatally beat her 2-year-old daughter Mariah to death in 2007. The stay is so a lower court can review her claims that new evidence would exonerate her. Lucio was set to die by lethal injection Wednesday. Prosecutors say the girl was a victim of abuse, but Lucille's lawyers say Mariah died from injuries sustained in a fall down a deep staircase.
USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Stan Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. So let me make this a little bit more bold for you, if I might. Not only is the media fine with the vaccination-forced agenda, not only are they fine getting the vaccine passports themselves, not only are they fine going to a huge convention and forcing the dissenters, if you will, to take a vaccination, quote, test, ladies and gentlemen, you know what? They might be running around, as you know, positive, even though they've got their vax card. They might be positive when it comes to the illness, the disease, the virus, the whatever you want to call it, COCO positive, right? Well, it just proves that it's a political agenda worldwide. But not only is the National Association of Broadcasters forcing, and I believe this is a bellwether, folks, write it down and remember who told you this first. I believe it's a bellwether for the world. Okay, if they've got all the media on board, with a few weirdo exceptions like myself, then they're going to go for broke on this thing. Because it's private sector, because it's global reality, because it, okay? And if none of these people are going to resist, resistance is futile, as they say. Now, I don't believe that because I'm going to resist and do the best that I can, but I'm telling you, this is serious. So the National Association of Broadcasters is not just doing this to their own members. They're doing this to anybody that attends their convention. In other words, if you want to even associate with us, You've got to have this done. Now, it gets worse. Why do I say that? Well, listen to this headline, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Ready? Vaccine Education Toolkit. Did you know there's a Vaccine Education Toolkit distributed to the media via the National Association of Broadcasters? They say this, quote, online toolkit provides research, sample messaging, and suggested tactics to help local journalists, that means all of us, by the way, though, talk show hosts, etc., craft vaccine messages that will resonate with their audiences. It's an educational resource provided by the National Association of Broadcasters. Now, you want to go check this out because you don't believe me, huh? All right. The NAB, by the way, that's the National Association of Broadcasters, they say is a proud member of the COVID Collaborative. Now, did you know we had a COVID Collaborative? And this collaborative is not to tell the truth about COVID. This COVID Collaborative is not really to even make sure that people are not spreading disease. It's not that kind of a collaborative. It's an educational collaborative, in my personal view, to promote, listen to me carefully, to promote everything pro-vaccination, everything dishonest from the CDC. Because on the website, with the Vaccine Education Toolkit page, is a thing that says, hey, follow this toolkit. Here's all these tools. Here's graphics. Here's memes. Here's radio commercials. Here's, and we're partnering with a gazillion people in the COVID Collaborative to push this narrative. And if there's anything that you're missing here, go to the CDC for guidance, they say. NAB, that's NAB.org, standing for National Association of Broadcasters, NAB.org/vaccine. Is where you go to see this information. NAB.org/vaccine. They are not only forcing their members and everybody attending their events to take the vaccines, but they are literally, ladies and gentlemen, using this toolkit. So think about it. If they've got this toolkit going on, if they make everybody take it, where do you think that goes? Now, they've got this vaccine education toolkit in multiple languages. Yeah. Think about it. Now, they've partnered with a Reynolds Journalism Institute, RJI, if you will, and the National Association of, quote, chain drugstores. What do they call this thing? NACDS. Is what that's called, to get this done. They say, we also recommend you go ahead and work with the CDC and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as well. Now, they say, hey, let me give you a couple of headlines or headings from this as well. Addressing vaccine-hesitant communities in partnership with the administration, so Joe Biden, and the Ad Council. So now you got government producing ads to back this agenda too, right? They say we are providing a list of communities with large vaccine hesitant populations where additional education and outreach is needed. Yeah, we're asking radio stations and groups to check the list below regarding COVID-19 vaccines to see if your community is impacted. And then to use this research, to use this toolkit to go to work. They say research shows the bringing in, quote, trusted medical voices from the community to answer viewer and listener questions is most impactful. Yeah, here's a list. There's a link right there. See the list of vaccine hesitant communities. Request a local or a national expert. You got frequently asked questions. You got key talking points. You got public messaging or public campaigns and messaging. You've got additional tools. You've got footage. You've got spots. You've got voiceovers. You've got scripts. You've got examples. Then the next heading is reaching diverse audiences. Get regional and demographic insights into how to share information with, quote, diverse groups. Vaccines.gov. Find out where the vaccine's available by zip code and just exactly how to make an appointment. Yeah, then they got public opinion research on vaccines they can share with you as well. Dive deeper into the research about public opinion about vaccines and how to reach audiences. They've even got a speakers bureau where you can get speakers to share live and relevant information regarding vaccinations. They got webinars, podcasts, hear from the experts what you need about the vaccine rollout, public health resources. Visit these sources for further research and information on COVID-19 vaccines and more. Yeah, you got data, vaccine tracking. Stay up to date on the latest information. What broadcasters are doing is the next heading. Examples of broadcasters assisting in vaccine education. And then they go on and say NAB is a proud member of the COVID Collaborative. Right? Think about this. Think about this, folks. I mean, addressing vaccine hesitant communities. Now they got the link of vaccine hesitant communities. Key talking points. We go there and check out the key talking points page. Think about this, folks. Does this concern you at all? Most Americans don't seem to be concerned about this, really. They say the, quote, evidence-based talking points below are provided by the Health and Human Services Department to help increase vaccine confidence while reinforcing basic prevention measures. Key facts on COVID-19 is where it starts. Yeah, COVID-19 is dangerous. The virus can cause severe disease, hospitalization, or death. Now, see, I think that's disingenuous. I agree that it can cause death. I agree that it can be dangerous. But when you have a 99-plus percent recovery rate, ladies and gentlemen, it's a little bit disingenuous to make those kind of bold claims out of context. It ratchets up fear. Yeah. Next bullet point. Vaccines and boosters offer the, quote, best protection from the worst outcomes of from COVID. That's a lie again. Natural immunity provides the best protection you can get. Getting the disease, even Dr. Anthony Fauci used to say before COVID came along, that the best way to prevent these diseases is to get the disease. It's the best protection you can get. Now listen, unvaccinated adults are 7 times more likely to be hospitalized with COVID than those who have been vaccinated and boosted. Now, let me ask you what it means to be hospitalized, right? I went to the hospital a couple of times with COVID, but I never stayed in the hospital. Why did I not need to stay in the hospital? Because I had oxygen at home. Oh, yeah, oxygen requires a prescription. So you can't get it at home. No wonder you have to stay in the hospital. See how disingenuous this is? How about people that are COVID positive and they go to the hospital, but they didn't go for COVID? What about that reality?
This we found out 2 years later. The American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today. And gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. Freedomfactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm telling you right now, this is scary. In my opinion, of all get out, you've literally got Health and Human Services vaccine talking points promoted by the National Association of Broadcasters, and they're in the middle of these talking points. I believe the talking points are disingenuous at best. They don't tell both sides of the story. They have an absolute political-driven narrative that is, in my opinion, dishonest. Let me give you examples. They say vaccination greatly reduces the risk of long COVID, which leaves people with fatigue, pain, and memory problems that can last for months. Unvaccinated people who get COVID have about twice the risk of long COVID than those who are vaccinated have. Now, there might be truth to those statistics standalone. I would debate that, but you know what? There could be truth to that reality. But here's the other side of the story they're leaving out. What about the people that have death and injury because of the vaccine? So yes, I'm twice as likely to have long haul symptoms, that is what they say, if I'm not vaxxed versus if I am vaxxed. But they're not telling you about the side effects or the death related to the vaccinations, right? So they're not being genuine or honest, or they're not real reporters. You've literally taken the whole National Association of Broadcasters and you've literally turned them into puppets for the government, puppets for the regime, puppets for the medical establishment that are literally peddling dishonest narratives, not telling the who, what, when, where, why of a story, but cherry-picking facts, manipulating and stringing those facts together in a politically driven narrative that is not honest, that is not true. Let me give you an example. It says this: vaccination lowers the risk of variants emerging. In other words, the more vaccinated people there are, the greater chance that COVID has to spread into variants that has disease. All right. Okay. So the more you're unvaccinated, they say, the more likely the variants will morph and the disease will spread. That's not true either. They don't have evidence of that. In fact, when people get the vaccines, that's what makes the COVID morph into different variants as well, right? Now, listen. They say vaccines are widely available and free. Vaccines are available at no cost to everyone. Yeah. No matter your immigration or your health status. Doesn't matter if you have insurance, none of that matters. They're available to everyone for free. Now, it's a lie, ladies and gentlemen. Vaccines are not free. They cost hundreds of billions of dollars. They're not free. You think these vaccine companies that are building these vaccines are just doing it all for free? It's their just ambivalent nature? Have you lost? Are you out your mind? Okay, these are expensive as all get out. Just because you can go there and you don't have to pay personally, they're charging you in your taxes, ladies and gentlemen. They're forcing everyone to pay. I'm paying for your vaccinations. Okay, this lie that they're free is not honest and not true. In fact, it costs more if you pay through the government than if you paid yourself. So not only are they not free, but they're more expensive because, Sam, when the government buys them, they get them at just incredible discounts. Because they're buying so many of them, don't you know, Sam? They're buying the millions and millions and millions. They've got the price down as low as it can get, Sam. Again, you're lying to me, ladies and gentlemen. It isn't true. It isn't honest. If you force demand, yeah, there's always going to be a difficulty with supply. But look at it honestly and say, hey, whenever government's involved, it's very inefficient. Always has been. Always will be. It's an economic truism, if you will. Here's the next lie. Getting vaccinated is a decision to be discussed with your doctor, your pharmacist, or other health care provider that you trust. Well, I've done that, ladies and gentlemen, and all the health care providers that I use tell me not to get the vaccinations. Now, when they throw out that talking point, are they going to let me respond and tell them that? Or am I just not going to be able to talk? Am I going to be marginalized and shut down? Because the fact is, they're claiming the way they say it is, not the truth. All right? Yeah, getting vaccinated is a decision to be discussed with medical professionals. Fine. But there's a lot of medical professionals who say don't get the vaccine. We're going to have one on next hour, by the way. And he says don't get the vaccine. Now, do I listen to him or do I only listen to the ones that say get the vaccine? See how dishonest and perverted and manipulated their narrative is? And I'm in the FAQ put out by the National Institutes of Health, right? Health and Human Services, whatever. They say the American Medical Association reports, listen carefully, the American Medical Association reports that 96% of doctors have gotten the shot themselves. Do you believe that's true? I don't. I don't even believe that's close to true. And how do they prove that anyway? Do they really have 96% who have proven vaccines with a passport? Or how do you know that, see? Yeah, they say COVID vaccine talking points updated 4/18/2022. Now they go into general vaccination. Preventative measures still matter. 3/4 of American adults and 2/3 of all Americans have already been vaccinated. That's more than 218 million Americans. Now, ladies and gentlemen, didn't they tell you we would have herd immunity by then? Isn't that what they said before? And then as time went on, they said, well, we don't really know how much vaccination rates we'll need to guarantee herd immunity, da-da-da-da-da, right? They say it is possible for people who are vaccinated to get COVID-19, but people who are vaccinated and boosted have strong protection against severe illness and death. So let me get this right. If you're a vaccinated person and you get it and you spread it, you might not die if you believe their vaccination lie. But now they're going to get me sick. Yeah. They say masks can add another layer of protection. You know what? When you're in indoor public spaces, you got to wear a mask. Literally, a lot of the employees around here are wearing masks. If you're at high risk from getting sick from COVID or live with someone who is at high risk, you may choose to wear a mask in more situations. If you wear a mask, choose one that's comfortable and fits well. They go on and on and on. Okay? They literally double down. So I am very concerned, ladies and gentlemen, that they are setting the stage to force this vaccine passport upon you. And eventually those who choose to get negative COVID tests will be marginalized, eventually persecuted. It'll cost you more to go to every single venue. And eventually they'll start to say, we don't have a way to accept your negative COVID test. You either have a vaccine card or you're not coming in here. You're not attending this venue. You're not, whatever it be in society. And I personally believe that this NAB conference is the bellwether for this happening. And if there would have been a lot of pushback, a lot of resistance, then I think they would have had to take a step back and say, oh boy, we may have overstepped. But you know what? It's been widely accepted. In fact, it's been accepted with glee. Yes, it's been not only accepted, but it's been accepted with glee. People are just loving this stuff. And they're literally looking at people like me who are kind of protesting or pushing back. They're looking at me like I've grown a third eye or something. They literally are. They're looking at me like I've somehow totally lost my mind. I don't know how to respond to this, ladies and gentlemen, because it's pretty rough. But I believe this is the quintessential bellwether that's really going to decide how the world handles this. Now, this may not be the only huge venue, but the people in this venue are so uniquely placed in the media. And when you literally give them talking points, when you literally give them all the resources at their fingertips to promote a pro-vaccine stance, you literally give them talking points and media, what do you want to call it, assets, etc., to make this happen. And then literally you have them all go through that door. Now you're all vaccinated. Now you've produced proof. Now you go out and make sure the rest get vaccinated. Make sure the rest have proof. Make sure the rest are compliant. Make sure the rest show their papers, right? That's what you've done with this. And the NAB did virtual NABs for a couple of years, and then they came back and they said, we're going to do this, and we're going to, and now they've done it. I've been there and I've watched it, and I'm going there today again. And I'll continue to report on this as I see the story unfold. But in my opinion, this is a real story with serious repercussions. This is not a game. This is not a joke. They are absolutely playing for keeps. The front lines just say we're just following orders. The standard, wow, response. The masses are going along willingly with glee. They're just giddy about it. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's, you say, Sam, you've talked about this way too long. I don't think so. Because in my opinion, this is a turning point in the United States of America. We literally invited the whole world to Las Vegas and said, come and party with us. And we literally told the media of the world, but you better be vaccinated. Yeah. And if you produce a vaccine card, you don't even need to, you know, we don't even care if you're sick or not. Think about that. It's not about whether you're sick. It's about whether you have a vaccine card. I've got to prove I'm not sick. But the guy with the vaccine card doesn't have to prove anything except for he took the government free jab. Well, there's so many problems with that narrative that it's not even funny. But yet, you know what? Nobody seems to care. You know, you even bring it up to people and they're literally going, la, 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 whatever. I don't want to hear it from you. Get your vaccine or go away. So you mark my words, this is the quintessential event, the landmark turning point. And there will be others. You know, they'll do other big events, push the envelope even further. They're not done with this yet at all. But they are literally doubling down all the drugstores, all the media. They're all in bed together in this, quote, what do they call this thing? It's an initiative, right? Is that what it is? Yeah. Vaccine Education Toolkit. Yeah. It's called the COVID Collaborative. The National Association of Broadcasters. Proud members, ladies and gentlemen. Heaven help us is my response. LovingLiberty.net, LibertyRoundtable.com, our websites. Donate and please, please help us fund our travels, our research, our reporting, and more, will you? LovingLiberty.net, LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.